that is making this possible. And that is what I sell.
Awesome. So how long have you been in this job?
So I graduated from school in 2016 and went to a training program, which we can talk about in a little bit, but that started in July of 2017. So I've been working for this company for the past 4 years almost.
Okay, wonderful. And this is straight up engineering, right? I think you got your degree, you said, from Cal Poly?
Yeah, Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo. I graduated with a BS in industrial engineering. Industrial engineering is not exactly what I'm doing now. I'm definitely more in a mechanical engineering type role, but my education at Cal Poly definitely set me up to be able to learn on the job and do what I do on a daily basis.
All right. Now I want to go back to, when I mentioned in learning about your education, your career background, I want to know more about where you're coming from. How did you even get into engineering, right? When you were a kid, I think you mentioned you were a student at Aptos High School. When you were a student there, did you know, I want to go into engineering. Did you know what kind? How did this all start for you?
It all started for me because my parents didn't grow up in this country. They grew up in Algeria, which is a country in Africa. So I'm first generation. I came here, or they came here, had me. I saw, you know, that the effort it took in to build a life from nothing pretty much. And I knew it was going to take hard work and you needed a good job for that. So my parents set the benchmark for me from an early age, but early on, I really enjoyed math. I was definitely more of a math kind of girl, not so much vocabulary. I was like always getting bugged by my parents to read more. And so naturally just enjoyed math. And then when it came to applying for colleges, I tried very hard in high school. I worked to get a really good GPA. So when I was applying to schools, I was just kind of asking my mom, like, hey, what'd you do in school? I really like what you do for a career. And she said, I was an industrial engineer. And Cal Poly is one of those unique universities that makes you define what program you want to go into before you join the school. And I just checked it off because that's what my mom did. And what 17-year-old really knows what they want to do for the rest of their life? But I ended up getting into the school, and it's a great engineering school. It was a great honor to be accepted there. So I just moved forward. And, you know, I could have changed my major at some point if I didn't like it, but I showed up and I stuck with it. And I saw, you know, all these people that would come talk to us about what they did for a career. And I could tell they were very successful people. And success doesn't come easy, you know. If it was easy, everyone would be doing it. So I knew the program I was in was hard, but it was going to be worth it. It would set me up for life.
What were some of the ways that you prepared yourself to go into industrial engineering? Since it sounds like you said your mother had experience, she was an industrial engineer?
Yeah, she was. And then my dad is like a mathematician, statistician. So I come from like a very math brain type family.
Yeah.
Just my mom's influence. And then, I don't know, I just have always been intrigued by engineering and how things are made and how it's possible and how much it costs to build something and how do we improve it and how did we get to this point, you know? So I think those types of questions, when you're asking yourself, you're like, you could kind of pick what career you want. You know, if you're asking yourself a lot of medical questions, maybe you want to go out there and become a doctor or a nurse. I don't know. Was that a good answer?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.